Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Absolutely no idea. First of all, how cool it is, but how hard that we have to work in order to do this.
Yeah, it was a 7 a.m. to, 11 p.m., 12 a.m. You know, you're going to classes in between, but when you're not at class, you're at the field house.
You're a Bill Self fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've gone to a number of clinics that he has spoke, and he's really good in that setting.
Yep.
Very comfortable and kind of funny. You know, you don't see that part, that side when he's on the sidelines. But he talks to high school coaches like you're at the same level that he is. He came,
yep.
You know, he meets you down at your level, and I really enjoy that. Hey, we're going to get to a break. I'm going to ask Casey, and I'll get, I think maybe the point guard. Is she a junior or senior or the point guard?
Sarah is a junior, yeah.
Junior. Well, maybe I'll get two seniors to join me next. How about that?
We just have one who's here.
You know what? I'm going to have the point guard join us.
Okay, that
we could have done all that during the break. You know, that's kind of inside baseball right there. But we certainly want – let's start with Casey, and I want to talk to that point guard because I want to ask her what she was thinking, if she thought about trying to get out of the way, but it sure didn't look like it. It's good to meet you, Neil. It's good to meet you.
Nice to
Coach,
meet you.
Good to see you again.
You too.
This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, we're live at J&J Contractors, 6600 School Way in Greendale. Go to jjcontractorsllc.com. If you get a chance throughout the next couple of weeks, and certainly before the holidays, stop in here. Talk to Jason. Talk to his team. If you're looking to redo anything in your house, I would highly recommend him. He's redone our bathroom at our house, redid the basement at my sister's house. Coach Wallersheim, three people I work with all in the last, I think, 18 months because of the amount of trust that I have in Jason and the team here at J&J Contractors. We're now joined by two of the girls from Greendale basketball, and I saw them play yesterday against a good Waukesha South team. Casey, pronounce your last name?
Vail.
Casey Vail, that's easy.
Yep.
Senior at Greendale, 6 foot forward. Voted first team all conference last year as a junior. She averaged 15 a game last year, 10 rebounds, 2 steals. It says 1.2 block shots. I'm going to say 3 block shots a game. I think they're wrong. You had a number of them yesterday. Casey, it's nice to meet you. Nice game yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, so your coach said, look, this is year 4 for her on varsity. Do you remember your first game as a freshman?
Yes. We played at Indian Trail.
And the girls were big, fast, strong, and – things slow down, right? As you get older, don't things kind of slow down? And did you look at girls when you were a freshman that were seniors and say, man, one day that's going to be me? Or did you fit right in and nothing seemed too big and fast for you?
I don't think anything seemed too big and fast. Like, I came in, I was a little smaller than what I am now, but I put on some muscle. So.
Did you play right away as a freshman?
I remember starting my first game, but I don't remember, like, playing that much, but I mean.
Man, well, you looked awfully good yesterday. Your future, obviously, you got a lot of high school basketball to play, but we had talked during the break and a number of state schools are calling.
Mm-hmm.
Any idea where you want to go?
No idea yet. Just keeping my options
any
open.
Idea what you want to get into?
Elementary education.
You do. You mm-hmm. know that.
Yes.
Good for you. You're all set. And trust me, at your age, you can change that twice before you get to the car. You have all those options. There's so many things that you're going to be able to do. Good grades?
Yes. Very good grades.
How good?
I currently have only one B right now.
Good
so.
For you. That's awesome. Because the word student-athlete obviously is important. Multiple sports?
I used to play soccer, yeah.
And not anymore? Stick,
no.
Just basketball?
Yeah.
Do you miss soccer?
Yeah, I'm actually playing it this year since I'm not going to do AAU basketball since it's like senior year. So.
Yeah, who did you play AAU for?
Wisconsin Impact.
Okay. Did you miss that?
Yes.
As a basketball coach, I always wondered, did they? What were practices like for AAU compared to what Coach Hogan puts you through?
Well, at AAU, we play with like a lot. I'm no offense, you guys, but like they're like kind of better players,
yeah,
like different level.
It's a different deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like it was a lot faster, and like we pushed a ball. Like if we messed up, like we had to run. Like it wasn't like.
Yeah. Did you guys do a shell drill and slides and stuff in defense,
no.
Or was it? Yeah.
It was just See, expected that you knew it.
Right. And you know what? And when at Martin Luther, we had always it took us 2 weeks to break down. Whoever got the defensive rebound doesn't necessarily have to go and shoot like you did on your AAU team. So a lot of traveling did you do with them?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think the farthest we went was Kentucky. So.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. We're also joined by the point guard, and I'm telling you, I thought she'd be in the hospital today. I just did. Sarah Dirksen, it's nice to meet you. I'm telling you, I was on the baseline where you took that charge. And you stood in and did not budge and did not hesitate, and that had to hurt.
It did a lot.
It did a lot, didn't
yeah.
it? And I asked you, if you have to do it all over again, what'd you say?
I would.
You would take it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that changed the direction in my eyes of the game? Because that girl had a layup, and she was going to lay it in, and if they call the foul on you, it's an and one, and I think that changed it around. Your teammates went nuts when you took that charge. Your coach jumped. Your assistant coach jumped. The crowd went nuts. I was a little surprised that Coach Hogan didn't come out and check on you as quick.
Oh, no.
You know, he said, no, she's fine. She's tough. That's it. She's good.
That was my job.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Have you played varsity all three now, years?
Yep.
So do you remember your first game?
If I'm being honest, no.
No. So not thinking about the size and the speed and the strength of the girls you're playing against, did you just feel like you fit in right away?
A little. I definitely saw, like, the seniors, and that kind of, like, scared me a bit, but then I kind of realized what place I was in.
Do you remember as a freshman who the seniors were and the leaders on the team and the way they treated you guys? Was it – because what I'm getting at is I hope that as a senior – and as a junior that's been a part of this program, you have some freshmen over here that it's important for you to accept them, but then teach them what it's like to be a leader on this team. Mm-hmm. So that when you go next year and you go the following year, those girls are ready and able and understand what it is to be leaders on this team. So I hope that the girls before you at Greendale were good teachers, and if they weren't, then go opposite. Be a good leader and a big good teammate and teach these girls what it takes to be good leaders. How do you feel about this year's team?
I am so happy with who my team is this year because past couple of years, I mean, we've had some few girls, but, like, this year, like, the scoring is going to be evenly distributed, and
yeah.
So then it doesn't all fall, like, on one person.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to get the ball in the post and kick.
Yes.
There's a couple of times you caught the ball in the post and you turned and looked opposite, which makes an old coach like me so happy. And a girl, and you put it right in her shooting pocket, and she took the shot. That's really hard to teach because, look, yesterday they were stopping you.
Yeah.
You know what? They were doubling, tripling you when you got the ball. First couple of possessions, they singled you, and you went to the basket and laid it in. And then I thought, oh, they're going to make a change, and they did. They ran somebody at you right away. And for you then to kick it out, they put a lot of pressure on you as a point guard yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That number one that was guarding you was a really good defensive player, lefty, because she had long, she was long
mm-hmm.
and tipping passes. And I thought once you realized that she was pretty good and at just making a straight pass, you faked and then went the other way, and I thought that was good. How quick did you recognize, because they changed their defenses a lot yesterday, three-quarter, 1-3-1, back to a man, to a three-quarter, half-court, trap corner, don't trap corner. You identified that pretty quickly. Is that something that it just comes natural for you? Or
kind of. You just have to be heads up, like, the whole time during the game. Like, you have to know what's going on and where all the players are at.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. You know what? Especially if they're switching up as quick as they did. And I thought, look, they made a basket, they would switch up, and he That's a good basketball coach over there because he's got his kids making sure that they run stuff that he wants them to run in certain times that they're going to run it. Down the stretch, you've been in a lot of close games,
yes.
So no issues there. I thought that they made some bad decisions. I don't know if they've been in a lot of close games throughout their career because some of the decision making that they made, I thought probably not so good. A couple of shots that they had taken. This conference that you guys are in is a really good conference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If who is the big rival for you? Like, who do you want to beat? Like, is there somebody that you just don't really like so much and you'd like to beat them?
New Berlin West.
New Berlin yeah. West?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. Both of you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I'm going to have to check the schedule and come to that one. What's the fan base like at Greendale? The kids come out and they support you guys?
Yes. A lot of the boys, varsity players, came to our games and got loud for us. And
good. And you do the same for them?
Yeah. Their first game is actually today, so we're planning on going after
it. At Martin Luther, I can tell you that that first game 4 years ago when the Coach Wallerstein and I went over there, we had 9 students come to our first camp. We had 9. And by the end, you had to get there an hour and a half before game to get into the student section. I mean, that's the progression. So what happens is when you start getting wins and you beat New Berlin West and you take Eisenhower and Pewaukee, watch what happens. It becomes electric, and everybody wants to come out and watch you guys play. So good luck this year. It's really
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you. I was impressed, point guard. I was. That
Thank
was
you.
That was a tough – were your parents there yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, did your dad say, what are you thinking? Or no, that he
That's
liked
my
that?
My mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Is she loud during games, by the way?
Sometimes.
Yeah? That's in a good way?
In a good way.
In a good way. That's awesome. And your parents?
My mom was working, but my grandma and my brothers were there, yeah.
Oh, good. You have older brothers, younger brothers?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Older brothers make it toughen you up a little bit?
No.
No?
Just my younger brother.
Could he beat you in basketball?
No.
No? None of them?
None of them.
Really? If they're
Calling
listening,
me out.
If they're
yeah.
listening, are they rolling their eyes going, no way?
One of them might be.
Yeah? Good. Well, he's gonna want to go to the playground or get up to the gym with you here today. Guys, thank you very much. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we will continue. I've got a number of girls here that I'm going to ask to join me. We're talking Greendale girls basketball. Look, if you haven't seen this team play, I hadn't. I did yesterday, and I will go see them again this year. Really impressed with their toughness, decision process. I think the guys shoot the ball a little bit better, and we'll talk to Coach Hogan about that. There's a couple girls I want to get 100 shots up here in the next couple of weeks, you know, a couple of times a week if they can. But this team's got a chance to be pretty good, and it's a fun group of girls to watch. We're going to talk to a few more of them on the other side. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. We're live at J&J Contractors in Greendale, the village of Greendale. It is, look, I got to tell you, everybody that is born and raised in Greendale, they leave, come back. They believe that this is a magical village, man. They keep coming back. They love being around here in Greendale. 6600 School Way. That's where we are, J&J Contractors. Go to JJ Contractors LLC if you want to know more about what they're doing. I would just highly recommend, if you're near or around Greendale, you're going to Southridge for something, stop during the week. JJ Contractors, take a look at this beautiful facility that they have. They took the old police station, fire station. They still have, by the way, girls, they have a jail still here. Functioning jail cells, so don't mess with me. They've got an old police car that they have J&J Contractors on. It's just a beautiful facility that in the heart of Greendale that I think is just awesome. We're now joined by two more players from this Greendale basketball program. Addie Scott, saw her play yesterday. Addie, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. Jenna Ritter, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Jenna, are you on the team? Are you injured? What's going on?
I'm injured.
Yeah, what happened?
I tore my MCL.
What is going on with all these torn knee, MCL, ACL? I'm glad it's the MCL, not the ACL. What? How did you do it?
At the game last Friday, I was playing, and a girl just fell on my leg, and it popped the wrong way, I guess.
So you're out for a surgery coming or no surgery?
We're not quite sure yet. We are supposed to find out Monday. So.
Well, good luck with that. You scared?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I would be too. And I've had a couple knee surgeries, and, you know, it's not real fun. It's not horrible. You'll be okay. But to get back on the court where you want to be, it's a difficult place. Hard for you to be sitting on the bench. Really hard?
Yes, for sure. You definitely get a different perspective of the game.
Yeah. How much do you miss it?
A lot.
Yeah. What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
So did you play varsity last year?
Yes.
You did. Wow. Did you come through the youth program here in Greendale?
Yes.
And so you were part of that junior program?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple sports do you play? Multi-sport athlete?
Well, I'm going to try track this year. So.
You are?
Yes.
Good for you. Addie Scott, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to say you were 3 for 6 from the free throw line yesterday. Happy about that? No, that's all right.
Could do better.
Yeah. We're going to get 0-for-5 from the field. We're going to work on that.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
You know what? I watched you play yesterday, Addie, and defensively, you know what I liked most about your game is how you talk defensively. You know what? Pick left, slide, help, box out. I liked your game a lot, in fact, yesterday. 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. That you're filling up the box score, as coaches like me say. And a number of those rebounds I thought were really big rebounds. Second half of that game was interesting to me. I really thought that there was a time where Waukesha South was going to take over. And they just couldn't get over the top. You feel pretty good about this team?
Yeah, I love our team. It's great.
Are you a junior? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore as well. Did you play varsity last year?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Boy, a lot of young...
Yeah.
Girls, as I asked the other girls, do you remember your first game playing last year?
I actually do. I remember, like, there weren't many people in the stands, but I just remember being so nervous. It just felt, like, super overwhelming.
Jenna, same question?
Yeah, it was definitely different. I was very nervous.
Yeah, and once you kind of get into, you know, game 2, game 3, game 4, now it's just you're part of this and this is kind of what you do. Practice-wise, difference between being in junior and eighth grade, now all of a sudden going to a varsity practice and a tryout, Coach Hogan gets after it from what I understand a little bit. Did it take a while for you to get used to practicing at that level?
In eighth grade, we used to practice with the varsity sometimes, so it was like an easier transition, but it was definitely difficult. So, like, harder practices, more running, but we got used to it pretty fast.
Multi-sport?
Yes, I play soccer also.
You do? What position soccer?
Well, I just started defense, but my whole life I've been playing, like, forward or right.
Yeah. You put the ball in the net a little bit?
Yeah.
How do you like defense?
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd like to move back up front, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right? I used to, years ago, I was the director of sales marketing for the Milwaukee Wave and the Rampage. I was the general manager for an indoor soccer team down in Chicago. And the Rampage, the outdoor team that used to be here, their coach was the ex-World Cup coach in the United States, Bob Gansler. And I would leave at halftime. And he goes, and he'd say, "What is your issue?" I go, "It's like watching paint dry. I can't watch outdoor soccer." And then he brought me downstairs when he was breaking down film, and he taught me the game. And he said, "Look, it's very similar to basketball, and let me show you how." And I'll be driving down through a park, and I'll just stop and get out and watch the game now. Once you learn it, it's a beautiful game to watch. It really is. Hey, we talked last segment with the senior captain and said, "Look, make sure you're a good leader for these younger girls." Did you find that you understand that a year or two from now it's going to be your team? So identify the good things that she does as far as making sure you guys are practicing hard and getting in the weight room and staying together as a team to be able to, once you're in that position to lead, that you're ready for that. Good student athlete?
I would say so.
Addie, what's your grade point?
Probably 3.6, 3.7.
Good for you. Can I come to you? Jenna? You're getting better.
Yes.
Good for you. We'll stick with that. What's the matter, Jenna? You turned all red. It's okay. You know what? You work hard in the classroom, Jenna. Don't make me come over and not allow you to go to practice and all of that, or go out for track and field, because you're not taking care of your business in the classroom. You take care of that business in the classroom. Addie, how this team got a chance to do pretty well, I think, in conference, maybe be in the upper half of it. They said New Berlin West. If I had say to you, circle one on the calendar of a game that you really would like to win against a team that maybe you don't like too much, who would it be?
Probably also New Berlin West.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, we just...
You guys just don't like New Berlin West.
Yeah, it's not that we like them. It's just good competition. It'd just be nice to...
No, let's go with you don't like them, because they all listen. Her name is Addie Scott. She's number 30. She said she hates... I'm just kidding. Look at me trying to cause all this trouble. Jenna, do you have a team?
Eisenhower. Yes.
Do you know what? The boys would be Eisenhower. Really quickly before I let you go, I have a funny Greendale story to tell you. So some boys from the baseball team were on my show last year, seniors from last year. And I said, hey, any of you guys want to ask a girl to prom on live on the radio? And they're like, no. And finally, the shortstop, who was a receiver for the Greendale Panthers, said, yeah, I'll do it. So we get a girl on the radio, and she's live, and she's at work. And he goes, so, you want to go to prom? And she was like, no.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was a moment where time stopped, and his buddies looked at him like, and she goes, I'm just kidding. It's about time. It took you long enough. And we got off the air, and he goes, oh, my God, I would have had a transfer. Like, I would have had to leave Greendale altogether. And I said, why are you so nervous? You're a receiver on the football team. You're the shortstop in baseball. You can pick it and throw it. He goes, man, I'm not kidding. If she said no, you think I'm teasing? I would have had a transfer. So you guys want anybody you want to call for any homecoming or any of that stuff?
I'm okay.
No, you don't want to do that? Huh?
Don't want to risk it.
Yeah. You don't want to have to transfer,
no,
right?
No, don't want to have to transfer.
Come on. Nobody would say no to you, Addie Scott, right? Maybe. Oh, man. Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I'm going to bring back Neil. I've got a couple other girls I need to talk to. And I'm going to bring Casey back. She doesn't know why, but we're going to bring her back because I have something to talk to her about as well. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
So who is this week's Student Athlete of the Week? Who's making a difference in their community, in their classroom, and on the court? Let's meet the Pick and Save High School Student Athlete of the Week, brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, where Wisconsin saves on groceries.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Speaking of Pick and Save, our Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week. She is the captain at Greendale for the girls' basketball program. She is first-team all-conference last year and takes care of her business in the classroom, in the community, and on the court the way Pick and Save loves to highlight, promote, and celebrate girls that, and athletes that do that. True student athlete. Casey, welcome back. And before Coach Hogan left, I said, hey, we have this that we like to do every week. And he goes, oh, yeah, without a doubt. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, now, normally I give people a heads up on this, so I apologize because I surprised you with this. But your motivation for being such a good student athlete, somebody that understands being a student comes first, where did that come from?
Well, I think in seventh grade, when I did a debate on if college athletes should get paid, I opened up with like a line from, I think, Coach Carter, and he said that you're a student first and then athlete comes second. So that's kind of what I keep going with, is that like I have to get it done in school first before I can actually play.
Good for you. Good for you. Here, let me tell you what happens then next week. I've got a beautiful plaque for you, an award from Pick and Save, and you and I, we're going to invite your teammates, we're going to invite your family and your coaches to join us at the closest Pick and Save to the school. So it's probably either the one in Hales Corners or the one down 76, mm-hmm. whatever's easiest for you. And We'll invite them. The store manager will award that Pick and Save Student Athlete of the Week award to you. We'll take some pictures. They'll go up on our Facebook page or our website and Pick and Save's Facebook page because they truly want to honor student athletes. And congratulations. And
thank you.
You and I, I'll get your phone number from Coach Hogan, and we'll set something up that your families and your girls, your friends here are available. And we'd like to honor true student athletes. We're also joined by Gabby Glatchek.
Yes.
Pretty good, right?
Yep.
Hey, injury?
Yes.
Which one do you have now?
I tore my ACL over the summer at a summer basketball practice.
What's going on with the Greendale girls with knees, man?
It's all left knees,
it's
too.
It's all left knees. We got to figure something out. You were at a basketball camp?
Yeah, we were at an open gym. It was my second practice of the day. I had just come from AAU practice. And I was a little tired out, but I thought I was going to be fine. I came to the practice, and about 15 minutes into the practice, we were doing a one-on-one drill, and I was playing defense. I ran to catch up to one of the girls, jumped, and when I came down on her foot.
Oh, man.
And then I hit the ground. I tried to get up, but as soon as I got up, I heard the pop, and I knew I was out.
Oh, how has the rehab been? When did that happen again?
That happened June 26th.
Okay, so July, August, September, October, November, December. You're about 6 months in.
I had my surgery in July, on July 22nd. So my birthday, which is October 22nd, was actually my three-month post-surgery.
My son's the 21st, so I'll know your birthday from here on out, trust me. And I used to do a Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine show, and those guys, those doctors would always say to me as a coach and as a father, if your kids have this, look, they're going to start feeling like, hey, I'm feeling great. I should be able to get back, and you got to hold them back. Are you starting to feel that?
Definitely. I was recently just told this week by my PT, Kevin, that I can start shooting and working on dribbling and all that while I have already been doing more of that.
You know, Kevin listens to this show all the time. No, I don't even know who he is. I'm just kidding. Be careful. Be careful. What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay. So, you know what? What we don't want to do is re-injure it. Because if we re-injure it, then it's going to be another year, another 6 months. And do they think there's a chance you might be able to play this year? Probably not,
they
right?
They told me that basically they don't want to send me in too early. So they're doing everything they can to make me feel as strong as possible.
Yeah.
But they're most likely not going to let me go back in until AAU season.
Yeah. Who did you play AAU for?
One-on-one Milwaukee.
And are you a multi-sport athlete?
I was last year. I used to play soccer as well. I was a varsity soccer player, and I've played soccer throughout my entire life as well. But since this happened, I decided that I really want to focus on basketball, so I'm going to stop playing soccer and just...
Soccer coach know that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, if not, they know it now. That's for sure. I, as a basketball coach, love soccer players because they could defend like crazy. You know, most of them couldn't shoot a lick because they're not using their hands at all. But boy, oh boy, can they move their feet and play. I got to tell you, Casey, you guys 3-1, and can you imagine if you were at full strength?
I know.
Yeah, that's got to be hard.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you feel bad for these girls.
Yeah, I would not even know what to do if I was in that position.
No.
I don't know what to do.
You don't? Are you going to practice
yeah.
and stuff? And it drives. Does it just drive you nuts?
How
painful was it for you?
When I actually tore it?
Yeah.
Oh, I hit the ground and I screamed.
Yeah.
I remember it. We were all there. It was so scary.
And everybody who does it said they hear the pop.
Mm-hmm.
But you never want to hear that again. Never. Well, was there swelling, and did they took a while for the surgery, or
my knee was probably as big as a baseball,
oh.
as big as a basketball actually, because
really?
It was huge.
Oh.
I swelled so bad, and then I couldn't get in until some of my swelling was down, so I had to go in 2 days after
what
it had
happened. What a
rotten
summer, huh?
Yeah.
Did you sit at home then?
Pretty much. I got to go to Kentucky because my AAU team was playing. I didn't get to go to the rest of our tournaments, which made me really sad, and it kind of hurt me a lot because my sister was then playing with my team.
Oh, right.
In my place.
Yeah.
So that was a struggle for me, but I powered through it. I am actually coming back stronger than ever, and I'm already, like, I was telling my mom recently that I'm already doing box jumps with 2.5 feet.
Okay.
And I'm, like, getting to the point where,
hey,
I can do
one
this.
One of the things that these doctors always said on this Midwest Orthopedic Sports Medicine show, Dr. Brian McCarty would say things like, look, just because you can't use that leg doesn't mean you can't be in the weight room getting stronger mm-hmm. at different parts of your body. Doesn't mean you can't, you know what, maybe get some drill, maybe get some shots up, even if it's just free throws, to become the best free throw shooter ever.
Yeah.
You know, so there's different things you can do. Don't just get depressed and go away and, mm-hmm. and stop playing. So thank you so much. It's good to meet you.
Thank you.
Student Athlete of the Week, well done.
Thank you.
We'll touch base next week. Keep it leading this team. All right? New Berlin West, better watch out. That's all I got to say. They better watch out. It's good to meet you.
Good to meet you, too.
Yeah. Guys, this has been great. 4 hours at J&J Contractors. Again, do yourself a favor. Come see Jason and his team, 6600 Schoolway in Greendale. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Basketball Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.